Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Tom Levi, who's owner of Levi's for Flora in Central Ohio. Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How about yourself?
Doing very well. Glad you could be with me. Haven't seen you in a little while. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit of your background, how long you've been in the flooring business?
Well, I actually started back with it in the late 60s, early 70s, and have been in it ever since. Can't get out. Enjoy it too much. Always been in Columbus, Ohio, Central Ohio. Presently, we've got 9 locations in Central Ohio, and really enjoy it day to day. Gets in your blood, and you got to have a passion for it.
I've got to say, you must really enjoy it because you're expanding. You have the Levi's for Floors, which is an NFA member and also a Stainmaster Flooring Center, and you also own an interest in some Carpet One stores, right?
That is true. Yeah, we're always looking for expansion. As a matter of fact, we're presently looking right now. There's always opportunities out there, and we try to capitalize on them whenever we see them, and we want to continue to grow the business. No doubt about that.
Well, how is business in Central Ohio?
Actually, I think business is everywhere. It's spotty. It's up and it's down. We're on a pretty good run right now. I know month to date, we're up about 6%. The last 3 months, we're up about 14%. We're up about, I want to tell you, about 4.5% year to date. But we're happy with where things are at right now. We're taking what we believe are some share in the market. Mm-hmm. We're positioning ourselves well. We're excited about the fall selling season. We think we've got everything in place to take advantage of a lot of advertising dollars we're about ready to spend.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the consumer. You know, we've heard from a lot of different people that starting in around May or so, the consumer started getting a little scarce. Have you seen that where you are or not?
Well, as I said, you know, since May 1st through to the end of the day, and that's why I ran it, because we felt that the consumer was starting to shake a little bit mm-hmm. in late spring. We're getting weak at the knees, and we felt they were starting to shake a little bit, so we basically put the metal down on some more advertising dollars and went after it in May and June. And as I said, May through to actually today when I got my report this morning, at that period of time, we're up almost 15%.
So maybe that tells some of those people that are holding back on their ad dollars, maybe that'll pour a little bit more in there, huh?
Well, I think if we look back and we talk about holding back on ad dollars, mm-hmm. We don't have to look very far. I think the specialty, independent specialty retailers are doing their job. Mm-hmm. But the cuts that we're seeing, when you look out there at big box retail, what they've cut, what branded fiber has cut, what the manufacturers have cut in consumer advertising since 2007, 2008, hell, it's almost a self-fulfilling philosophy that we're seeing right now. Nobody's spending enough money on as far as the product category is concerned, except the specialty retailers. My peers at the NFA, they're going all over it. We're trying to do as much as we can to keep brands' names in the presence of the consumer today.
Yeah, to talk about the home centers for just a minute, I don't think they've spent a nickel on traditional advertising. I think they're doing some in-store and some internet. But when it comes to carpet, neither Home Depot or Lowe's has spent much money on carpet since they were rolling out the Stainmaster at Lowe's and the Martha Stewart at Home Depot.
You're exactly right. And that's the points I'm trying to make. You know, advertising, as far as we look at it for our brand category, and if we're going to talk about a brand category, let's just use carpet for a second. You've got to get the message out in front of consumers. And if you don't, how do you expect them to come in? And when we see this back down across the board, it's no wonder we've seen the contraction we've had since 2008. And then everybody looks at each other and says, what's going on? It's pretty self-evident. If you ask me how I'm doing right now since 08, I'm tickled to death. If you tell me how some of these guys are doing with some of this contraction base, it's unbelievable what we've gone through as an industry. And as I say, there's a lot of this to be shared around. There's no question about it.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about where the sweet spots are in the business. Are you seeing it across? I mean, are you seeing it on the low end with laminate and on the upper end with wool? Or where's the business right now?
Well, we are, you know, the demographic that we go after is definitely a more upper end business. Mm-hmm. My wood sales are through the roof and my soft surface sales are very, very, very good. Some specialty item sales, the LVTs, I mean, everybody knows those are doing well. You know, we're trying to drive specialty sales to tell people that there are new and exciting things and innovative products out there. Soft sells when it comes to flooring, pattern sells when it comes to carpet, you know, all of that. We're actually seeing growth on the vinyl segment too. I can't say that I'm seeing a lot of growth in my locations on laminate, though.
So when you start talking about carpet, just hone in on that for a minute, and price points, are you getting it as much on the $19 as you are on the $39 and $40 range at retail?
Well, yeah, our average selling price at the end of this year will be up again. It'll be the second year in a row we've driven through an average unit selling price increase, but you had to because of some of the intermediate price increases that we've seen. You know, we still are dealing with a consumer that is shaken. We're still dealing with an unemployment rate. Ohio's unemployment rate just went down, I guess, last week that it was announced, but it's still more than tolerable. As we all know, we've got a political agenda that's being done right now that will affect us in the fall. Especially it's affecting Ohio right now on the cost of advertising. That's a huge negative for us right now.
Right.
Those are the type of things that we're looking at as we look through to our 1, 3, and 5 year plan coming up, as you know, what's going to happen in November, what's it look forward going here in our areas or our core market areas.
That's actually, Ohio is a swing state, so you guys might even get a vice president candidate out of all this stuff, mightn't you?
Well, I just hope we get jobs.
Yeah, exactly.
If I get jobs, we could at least drive business, but it's unique. It's out there. There is a choice to be made, and you know, right now we have the concern that we just want to get it over with because I'm getting a lot of my TV ad actually in the state bumped because of the political process right now.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so let's talk. You had people at the Carpet One show, and they rolled out this Just Shorn, which is up on the upper end. I mean, it's carpet at the price. It's at the price of wood. Will you get behind that, you think?
Absolutely. You know, we do a tremendous amount of wool in all facets of our stores, and every store, the C1 is one that we're really welcoming. I find it kind of ironic, you know, as we've commoditized the warranties over the years, that the most expensive carpets have no warranties, and yet they sell very, very well. And we've driven a lot of sales, basically dollar revenue growth through the sale of wool, and we intend to keep doing that. It's a great strategy. You know, if we've had a contraction in units, why not sell better goods? And wool's one way to do that, and that's what we hopefully look forward to afford to do on the C1 side right now.
Yeah. All right, Tom, one of the reasons I want to talk to you is because you go around, you hear a lot of people talking about the flat market, and a little woe is into us, and there's business out there, and you're getting it, aren't you?
You got to go get it. That's exactly right. It's not going to come in and sit on your desk. Mm-hmm. We work hard. We play hard. We are aggressive. We're proactive, mm-hmm. and I think that's what you have to do in this kind of a market. You have to advertise. You have to market. You have to find a way to do that, and you have to give consumers a reason to come to you. You have to be different than your competition out there. And we've implemented things in the last 3 years that we hope continue to do that for us.
All right, Tom, great to talk to you again. We've been talking to Tom Levi with Levi's for Floors in Central Ohio, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.